The longest sled dog race in the eastern United States was set to kick off today before it was canceled due to warm weather, doggone it. Organizers of the Can-Am Crown International Sled Dog Race announced last weekend there actually wasn't enough snow for dogs and mushers to safely race this year, and that's the first time in the event's three-decade history that the race has been called off. Jonathan Hayes planned to compete in the race with his dogs. He joins us now. Jonathan, welcome.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here.
I'm sorry you can't compete. I understand you've been training, about 6 months? How did it feel when you heard it was off? Do you agree with the decision?
I do. It is a tough decision, you know, because some of us mushers live here locally and train on the trails. And while we would have wanted to have gone on, I completely support the Can-Am's decision. The trails are pretty horrendous. I'm a public school teacher by day, so I was driving to my kennel for the morning feed when I got the news, and I literally just pulled over on the side of the road and stared at my steering wheel. My team, we've put on 1,600 miles of training in the last 6 months, and all of that pushing, you know, and it just poof, it disappeared. So it was a kick in the gut.
So one might imagine that actually it would be better to be racing where there isn't a lot of snow. That isn't the case here. Why? Why is less snow maybe dangerous to race dogs in?
Yeah, what a lot of people don't understand about sled dogs is we aren't pushing them to go faster. These guys want to go really, really fast. So if there's not enough snow for your brake to grab into or your drag to grab into, then your dogs are going to go the speed they want to go. And that can injure a dog. It makes it harder to steer the sled, that kind of thing.
So I have to ask you, are the dogs disappointed? I mean, seriously, they know. They love to run. They love to compete. Did they have some sense that some fun or big thing was coming? Will they feel some way about this?
Yeah, I believe that they do. Another regional musher said that she believes that her dogs, you know, thrive on not only the running, but the competition. And I have to agree with that. I think that these dogs, they live for this and they want to run. And so what I did the night that I found out was I was like, hey, you know, these guys don't know when the finish line is. They don't know when the race is or that a race has been canceled. So what are we going to do? We're going to go out and run all night. So we went and put on, 45 miles that night just to go enjoy each other, you know, creation and being out there.
So before we let you go, it's hard to attribute any one weather event to climate change, but the weather is getting warmer. Are you worried about the future of this race, of your sport?
Absolutely. Our kennel, our namesake in 1927 was founded 6 hours south of here in southern Maine. They used to have races down there, several days in a row. But every year in the last 25 years, there's not been enough snow down there to do what they were doing every year 100 years ago. So, it can be debated what the cause and what we can do about it. But what can't be debated is things are getting warmer. And I've moved as far north as I can and still be in the continental United States.
Jonathan Hayes, public school teacher by day, dog musher by night. Jonathan, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks. It was an honor to be here.